Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh marked her 100th day in office yesterday by delivering her first State of the City address. The 54-minute-long speech was a combination of a recap of what the Pugh administration has done while painting the picture of the mayor's vision for Baltimore. WYPR's Kenneth Burns was in the city council chamber as Pugh delivered the speech and joins us on the line to discuss the highlights. Good morning, Kenneth.
Good morning, Nathan.
The mayor said she would deliver an aspirational speech. Did she deliver that?
Indeed she did, and on many levels. She wants to take control of the school system. She mentioned that. There's a bill in Annapolis that would give her the right to appoint the commissioners to the school board. She wants to have a mobile job van that will bring job and job training opportunities to different neighborhoods throughout the city. She has a commitment to fund 3 of the 7 units that she wants. Keep in mind, these units cost about $350,000 apiece. Plus the Enoch Pratt Library, they'll be putting out a similar unit into service next month. And she shared her vision on a facility that will help homeless.
I said to them, I would want a place I could go to, different from a shelter, where I have to share space with more than a dozen people or take a shower under those same conditions. I would want a place where I could come and shut my door, lay down my head, get up in the morning and take a shower, sit up and begin to think about how I face the day ahead.
She said this facility would have a cafeteria for meals, drug treatment, mental health services, as well as job services. There were also other themes throughout the speech, many of which she has mentioned throughout her first 100 days, that Baltimore doesn't talk about the good things that takes place in the city. She stressed the importance of public-private partnerships and that having civilians on police trial boards are important towards reestablishing community trust with the police department. That latter part, she also said that's where negotiations over a new contract with the police union begins, having the civilians on the trial board.
Let's go back to the partnership theme. Mayor Pugh asked for partners to help reach the city's youth and not just for schools.
Yes. We'll discuss the school part in a second. But she made a call for companies to help provide jobs for the 12,500 young people who applied to work through the Summer Youth Works program coming up in the next couple of months. She says that's the largest number of young people ever to sign up for the program.
All of these children must work. So I am calling on our faith-based community, business leaders, and philanthropic organizations to help us meet this goal. If we don't employ our youth, the drug dealers will.
On schools, she noted that the public charter schools have a board of directors comprised of concerned citizens who believe in quality education and are willing to make sure that they have the money to carry out that mission. She challenged every citizen to provide similar support for every school in the city, not just the public charter schools, but the traditional public schools as well.
How was the mayor's speech received?
It was very well received. Council President Jack Young was encouraged by what the mayor said and is looking forward to working with her.
Most of the things that she said are things that I believe in and things that I've been pushing for, as you know. Mm-hmm. So I think I have a mayor that's going to be a partner. Not that we're going to always agree on everything, but when we don't agree, none of you would know it.
Now, I do want to talk about one moment that happened before she delivered the speech. While the mayor was being escorted to the chamber, Young shared a moment that he said never happened to him since he's been city council president. The mayor called Young to his conference room for prayer. Young was clearly moved by the moment as he was sharing it with the room before the speech. Young, over the years that I've certainly covered him, has been open about his faith. And he said for him, that moment confirmed that he had a partner in city government. Councilman Christopher Burnett, he's a first-term councilman representing the southwest corner of the city. He said he was excited after hearing the speech.
I met with the mayor going into the general election and soon after, and so there were things that we talked about that were mentioned in those speeches, especially around the mobile job vans, prioritizing homelessness. So it's good to hear that like those conversations weren't just a conversation, but actual priorities for the administration.
Burnett also said he was trying to find a way to find jobs for the city, especially for his district, which includes parts of West Baltimore. Now, there is one more note, also having to do with jobs. The mayor announced that the city will hold its first job fair this fall. She asked for companies to participate and talk about job opportunities. The city will also be presenting job opportunities as well. Certainly we'll hear some more details as we get closer to when this job fair takes place later this year.
Kenneth Burns is WIPR's Metro reporter and covers Baltimore City Hall, among other things. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.